Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, 9:47 in the a.m. Sports Daily with Albrecht and Hurdle here this morning. Shane will be back in the house tomorrow. He's never far, and the Cindio Twitter question is there for you each and every day. Brought to you by our friends from Cindio, Cindio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Who do you want to build your NBA franchise around the most? Anthony Davis, the Greek Freak, Kevin Durant, or Steph Curry? Obviously a byproduct to some degree of the All-Star game last night in Charlotte, which we'll get to in a minute. But go ahead and vote. Anthony Davis, Giannis, Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. Who's your pick out of those four?
It's Durant. I think this one's kind of easy, right? Durant.
Boy, I don't know. I like the Greek Freak a lot. I like
Giannis,
Durant too.
I like Giannis and I like Curry and everything else, but it's so easy to forget that Durant is the best player on the Warriors, is probably the second best player in the world right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it with Durant? I don't get it. Why? How in the world did a guy with his personality ever become, like, public enemy number one?
He's a little whiny.
Dude,
I don't hold that against him.
I don't have an issue at all with the way he's handled the media after games lately. Like, Bruce, you and I have been at this for a while and had been in a lot of locker rooms and podiums and everything else, and I never understand why you get a room full of people in a lot of situations that will ask a question, not get the answer they want, and then somebody else will just, they'll just keep asking the same question.
Yeah,
same,
that's annoying.
Over and over. I get asking it once a day. Like, every day you got to ask him about it. That's fine. I totally get that. We got a job to do. That's what people want to know. But what good does it do after a guy just answers your question to ask him the exact same question over and over and over? He's not going to tell you where he wants to sign next year. Like, what are you looking for other than to irritate him and get those kinds of scenarios where he says, I'm sick of talking to you guys. Like, what purpose does this serve? Like, we just played a game. We probably have an important game coming tomorrow. We're going to win another NBA title. And the only thing that's ever brought up is this free agency thing.
Mm.
Every single day at every single question. How was somebody supposed to react to that? Like, what can he say that people will want to hear? I just don't understand it. And so he gets irritated by that and annoyed with it, and now he's the problem? I don't think that way at all. I think Durant, he left Oklahoma City. That was never going to end well, just like it didn't for LeBron in Cleveland. Like, the dude wanted to go play with his boys in Oakland. Good for him. Who cares? If he leaves now, we'll cover that when it happens, when it gets closer. They're going to win an NBA title. They're in the middle of a legacy that's incredible. Yeah, we all want to know where he's going to play. He's not going to tell us. So ask him every day, one time, and then be done with it. Seriously, we see it all the time. Bruce, you've been in there where these guys will just ask him over and over. You're at a locker room, and it's like you don't get the answer you want, so you're going to ask it again. And to me, that's irresponsible. Like, the question was answered. That's the end of it. Like, it's done. So Let's move on with our lives. And because of it, though, now you see clips of his irritation and his annoyance, and it just sort of feeds into this narrative that Kevin Durant is this bad guy. Kevin Durant's fine. He's never been a problem. I don't know. And by the way, back to the original point, to me, he's clearly the best player in the NBA behind LeBron James. I don't think it's that close. When you're talking about just on a game-by-game basis, I mean, it's I shouldn't say it's not close. It's very close. The NBA is so riddled with stars right now. Of course it's close. And the Greek Freak is phenomenal, but I don't think he's all of a sudden ready to dethrone Kevin Durant.
Probably not. Probably not. I mean, he has to deliver, and I think he's I don't think I'm going to bet against Milwaukee. I kind of like that team.
Yeah, I hope, boy, I hope they're awesome. I want them to be awesome. I just don't, you know.
They got to get there.
What is their realistic ceiling? Like, they're not going to win an NBA title, so, but maybe they are. I admittedly have not watched just a ton of Milwaukee basketball this year, but the NBA, and that's my problem with the NBA. I just am so convinced that it's the Warriors and nobody else will win it that it's hard for me. Curry's won one without Durant. I mean, he probably doesn't get the, now that Durant's there, he doesn't get the attention he probably deserves.
Well, who would be a reasonable alternative if the Warriors were off the stage?
So Davis,
I'm trying to figure out
Giannis,
who the most logical candidate to challenge them would be. Is it Oklahoma City with their matchups?
I don't think Toronto is anything to scoff at. I think Kawhi Leonard probably deserves in that poll, honestly. But if he wasn't getting attention in San Antonio, he's for sure not going to get attention in Toronto. But I think they're there. And Milwaukee, you know, we've seen it from Toronto now for a few years. So they're just, it's easier to sort of go to them.
Can Philadelphia be that team?
That's who jumped on my radar. How have they been since the trade? Because since they traded Shamet, I have not paid a ton of attention to them.
Yeah, Tobias Harris has fit rather nicely, and that appears to be a team. I mean, Boston, Philadelphia, Toronto, Milwaukee, Oklahoma City. I mean, is there really anyone else in the West? I mean, I suppose if Houston somehow got healthy, then you'd look at them as a possible. But I would tend to agree. I would think that it's hardest to bet against the Warriors in their current form than at any previous time. Even though they have the look of a team that is, let's not forget, they kind of just muddled through the regular season a year ago. You can make the argument that they're actually more involved now than they were this time a year ago. I mean, they're two games clear of anybody else in the West right now, and the West has got some pretty good teams in it, but Golden State has clearly established itself, surprise, as the team to beat.
Well, I think they'll have less to get through within the conference than they have at any point during this run.
I think you're probably right. Oklahoma City is mildly intriguing.
They are because they've got the star power.
They do. And then they've got guys that do heavy lifting.
Yep.
They've got some guys that'll do the dirty work. But they're not as talented. At the end of the day, they're not as talented, and talented teams generally win. The more talented teams generally win seven-game series. So, anyway, get to it, kfhradio.com. Go to it, vote, Twitter. Who is the one of the four that you would build a franchise around? And we'll be back here in just a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.